Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Again. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Alright. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hold on, let me get my background music crunk up. Yeah. Right there. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I was off last week from the show. I've been spotty with the show, I know, but I'm getting right back on schedule now, getting back on task. We're trying to get back up to my 4 episodes a week schedule that I was doing already. All right, so we're going to be getting back to that. It's the first Monday I've done in forever, so of course tonight is Mashing Motherfucking Monday. You know what I mean? And I haven't done that in a while. And I've got so... I could really just do a whole Mashing Motherfucker show. Yeah! And I could. You know? But I'm not. You feel me? But what I am going to do... is let the rest of the K100 fam call in and get their mash on. Yeah! This Monday. Welcome back, everybody. I really missed y'all so much. 347-934-0966. Episode 207. I love you. And I love you too. Yep. That's what we're talking about today on the show. We're talking about the possibility, can you love two people at the same time? Can you love two people at the same time? All right, a very complicated question. A lot of people are going to undoubtedly disagree with me for various reasons. And they may be right. This is one of the subjects that I have where I don't know necessarily if my opinion is right. I can only tell you what I feel and the way I look at it. All right. But of course, before we go on, let me go ahead and run down the show. K100 is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around these parts. My ongoing new series, Ill to Kill, we're going to be popping that off tomorrow night. Ill to Kill, tomorrow night. This is K100 Internet Radio Talk / Indie Music, which means if you're an artist or you know someone that's an artist and you want to get your music played on K100 Internet Radio, it's a real simple process, actually. All you got to do is send your music to k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com. All right? That's the email address for the show. All right? Now, all that we ask in return from you, if you want us to play your music, is that you blast us out on your Facebook page or your Twitter. All right? Just blast us out on Facebook and blast us out on your Twitter. That's all you got to do. You got to have a Facebook or a Twitter in order for me. Now, before, I was like, well, yeah, you can just have a MySpace. No, fuck that. All right. 85% of the people that's finding out about my show are finding out about it through Twitter or Facebook, not MySpace. So, fuck that. If you want to get played on K100 Internet Radio, all right, all you have to do, send me your music in an MP3 format to k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, the word radio. K100radio@gmail.com. Send it to me in an MP3 format. And you have to have a Facebook or a MySpace account. You have to follow me on Twitter. All right? The reason why you follow me on Twitter is so I can see and verify that you're actually blasting out the K100 show. and you're going to friend me on Facebook so I can see that you're blasting out the K100 show. That's it. Now, a lot of these other shows, they like, just send your music in. It's whatever. We'll play if it's hot. Or sometimes they just won't even play it if they don't like it. Me, personally, as long as your song is good quality, which means it doesn't sound like pure shit quality-wise when I play it in my switchboard, I'm going to play your song, all right? There's a 99% chance, unless you just sound like you recorded it with a fucking tape recorder in the bathroom, that I'm going to play your song. But there's also a 99% chance I won't play your shit. There's a 99% chance I will not play your shit on K100 Internet Radio. If you don't blast out K100 Radio on your Twitter or Facebook. And yes, it is now a requirement of you to have one of those two. If I can't find you on Facebook and Twitter, I can't verify that you're shouting out and blasting out the show K100, which means I'm just giving you free promo and free spins. And yeah, I got a whole box, literally a box full of CDs over here with people that handed them to me at the last couple of music events I've been to, trying to get that shit played on the show. Probably I'd say about 80% of those artists are indie artists with like no backing, and some of them got their shit written on with Sharpies, on CDRs, whatever. But some of them got some good music. I'm going to show them love. But I'm exposing you to lots of people. This is a worldwide broadcast across the web. I've got a lot of people who know about my show. I'm not the biggest thing. I don't have thousands of people listening to every one of my episodes. Each one of my episodes get downloaded at approximately 100 or so times. But I've got 30,000 downloads and plays in iTunes for my podcast. And also, I've got people calling in and listening from all over the country. So I'm exposing you to people who wouldn't hear your music unless you know them. So the least you can do is post up a link and send out a tweet. A couple of tweets, a couple of links, blast, all right? If you can't do that, fuck. I'm not playing your fucking music. I don't give a shit who don't like it. I don't give a shit how you feel about it. Not playing it. So that's that right there. Moving right along. All right? We only got one rule on the show. The only rule on the show is just keep it 100. If you can't keep it 100, you get the gun. I don't hang up on people. I'm not going to hang up on anybody. I'm just saying. Get the gun. Like tonight's show, there are going to be people disagreeing and arguing. It's okay, that's cool, but hey, we got to agree to disagree, all right? We got to agree to disagree, all right? Been gone for a minute. And since it's Monday, every Monday on K100 Internet Radio, every Monday on K100 Internet Radio, we do what we have called Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. And some of y'all might not know about it because I haven't done a Monday show in about like a fucking month. And that's my fault. That is my fault. But I've been busy. The new album, The Cinema of Me. Promo. Yes, promo. I'm going to promote my shit. Hey, what are you talking about? The new album, The Cinema of Me, is doing great. Lovely. The people are feeling it. Getting good reviews. I'm actually selling units online, which is hard to do. If people don't know who the fuck you are, very hard to do, but I am. It's a success story at the end of the day. Already. I don't have to go platinum. I don't have that pressure. I don't have to sell 500,000 go-gold. I'm an indie artist. No one expects me to do that. Not because the music isn't good, but simply because I don't have that machine behind me to promote it big enough to get that many people to listen to it or know about it. That's the only reason. But from indie standpoint, the album is doing great. Thanks for everybody who supports me, who sends out a Facebook post, who likes the post, who tweets a tweet, who retweets a tweet, whatever. I got nothing but love for y'all. Appreciate it, really, really. All right. So, I've been out promoing that, and so I had to cut down on the amount of shows I was doing, because this takes time. You know, I have to research my material. You have to blast it out. This takes promo, all right? You know what I mean? But I'm back. I'm going to get back to more scheduled shows. We're going to talk a lot more shit coming up here. Play a lot more music. Show some love to a lot more artists. And tonight for episode 207... I love you, and you too. I'm anticipating the women on the show tonight. The women on the show tonight are going to say, Blizzum, you're full of shit. You can't love two people at the same time. I didn't ask you if you pay attention, I'm going to read the synopsis, but I didn't ask you if you could be in love with two people at the same time. Because per my previous shows on K100, I have already said myself that if you are truly in love with someone, they will be your world. You won't see the outside. You really won't want to be with. You couldn't really be in love with two people at the same time. But you can, in fact, love two people at the same time. I believe you can. So we're going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show, and then we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines, all right? Episode 207. And I'm reading now. For those of you who don't know, this is what I do. All of my shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official website for the show on Blog Talk Radio. It's my little site I use to broadcast through. blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Make sure you put the dash in there. Keep getting people saying, I can't find it. Put the dash in there. Or just Google K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. That's us. All right, so I'm reading right now the synopsis of this show. Of course, this is Blog Talk Radio, and I basically do a mini blog write-up about what I'm talking about for all 207 episodes. 207, nigga? I can take a month off, but some of you niggas can't catch it. Anyway, here we go. I'm reading now. You know, I heard once that there is only one way to love someone. I heard once that there's only one way to love somebody, all right? Now, I personally don't believe that because in my lifetime, I've loved people in different ways, all right? People say, well, you love somebody, you love them. You love, yes, you do love, you can love someone, but I think there are levels of love, all right? There's, you love someone deeply, immensely, and you love someone. You're like, I love them. No, for real, I love them. I got love in my heart. I really love that person, but it may not necessarily be as deep as the other. So you may love someone else. So for the purposes of the show, you can in fact love two people but not love them the same. I'll concede that. But you can really love them, not be in love, but you can really love two people at the same time. And I'm talking about for the slow motherfuckers. Don't call in here tonight talking about what you mean love like I love my mama. Man. Shit, nigga. What are you, retarded? You slow, nigga? Obviously, I'm talking about a relationship, guy-girl relationship, or whatever, if you do the other kind. Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, for instance, the way you love a friend isn't the same way you love someone of the opposite sex that you're involved with. Thus, to think that love is simply black and white, that is just, you do or you don't, and that doesn't really make sense to me, all right? There are shades of love, like there are shades of the color spectrum, all right? But for the purposes of the show, I'm not talking about the family, like I said. I'm talking about the people that you are involved with sexually, romantically, things of that nature. So this is what we're talking about tonight. Much like the FB relationship status, it's complicated. Real life and love can sometimes be very much that way indeed. You know when somebody says, are they married, single, or it's complicated? Yeah, I know. I mean, either you're married or you're not, or either you're in a relationship or you're not. But love, see, love, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story. You don't have to be in a relationship with someone to love them. Let me be perfectly clear on that. You don't have to be in a relationship with someone to love them. Let me say that one more time. You don't have to be in a relationship with someone to love them. I don't know how more plainer I could say it, but someone tonight is gonna try and jump off into the whole marriage and if you in a relationship and blah 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 thing. But listen, we're not even dealing with straight up situations like that tonight. This is not what the show is about. All right. Let me keep reading, and I'll break down what I'm talking about right there a little bit more. All right? In this episode, there's one simple question. Can you love more than one romantic interest at once? For instance, let's say you're in a relationship with someone you love, but you're having some issues. Yeah, you are mad. Let's say you were in a relationship. Now, the whole show is not about this, but let's say you were in a relationship with someone, and y'all are really having some issues. You love that person. It could be a wife, or it could just be a serious girlfriend or whatever. And y'all having some issues, all right? You meet someone new and sparks fly. Yet you still haven't cut off the person that you was with because you really do still love them, even though you were having some issues. See, this is going to go all the way back to a couple of other shows that I've had where people, the fundamental difference that some people say that if you really love someone or whatever, you won't cheat. I wholeheartedly disagree with that notion. I disagree with that notion, truly. I can't even really fathom having this show without arguing that point at some point. At some point, that's going to come back up tonight. Some would argue that by getting involved with a new person, you didn't love the other person. Of course, like I said, I just disagree. If you're single and you date more than one person, you could actually like more than one person. Which means if you like more than one person and you're single and you date more than one person, you date more than one person because you're single, because that's what single people do. You could actually like more than one person at the same time. And if you date them long enough, you could actually love more than one person at the same time. It's very possible. All right? Now, you may like one more than the other, or you may like them equally. Or you may like or love, because the show is about love. You may love certain things about one person and love certain things about the other person and have dislikes about either one of them. But at the end of the day, it's very possible, in my humble opinion, that you could love more than one person at once romantically. I feel that way. I think that you can. All right? Now, there are going to be people that call in tonight and say, oh, the fuck, you can't. You don't really love that other person. If you love the other person, yeah. Yeah, I don't agree with you. Question number one, you dig? Love. Tricky to say the least. So here we go. And I got three simple questions, and plus it's Mashing Motherfucking Monday, so that should eat up the whole show. Question number one, is it possible to love two people at the same time? Is it possible to love two people the same way that you're involved with? All right? Is it possible? Do you think that's even possible? Question number two, have you personally, callers on the phone, have you ever loved two people at the same time and were involved with them both? All right? Have you loved two people at the same time? Yeah, I know a lot of women really don't want to answer this truthfully because they don't want to admit on open radio that they were fucking two guys at the same time. They were sleeping with two people at the same time. But you're gonna have to admit to that if you've ever been in this situation before. You're gonna kind of have to admit to it because that's essentially what happened, what you were doing. All right. A lot of women are gonna say, I left that other guy all the way alone before I even. We was all the way done. We ain't messing around. No. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Question number three. Have you ever grown, and this one is not necessarily not exactly what I'm talking about, but it's just a question that I ask with this. Have you ever grown to love someone you had no intention of ever loving? That could be a show in its own. I could do a show just off question three by itself. But to make this show pop, you know what I'm saying, and give it a little more to talk about, I'm asking that question for question number three. Have you ever grown to love someone you had no intention of ever loving? Whether it be a friend, whether it be a coworker, whether it be, you know, just someone that you met, but you was like, that's totally not my type, and then you ended up loving that person. Those are the three questions. This is episode 207, and it's also Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Yeah! Let's get it. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. If you're on the phone lines, please, if you want to talk, some of the newer numbers, or I got some and private numbers, if your number's like blocked or something, I can't see it, so it just shows up as a bunch of ones. Whoever you are, if you want to talk to me, make sure you press the number one on your keypad. All right, please. And so that way I know that you want to talk to me, all right? Hold on. Hold on a second. 934-0969. You're sitting out of blast right now that we're live on the air. Okay. All right. So here we go. First caller, which I don't even have to necessarily. I could have just closed my eyes, and I have to really look at my switchboard to see who my first caller is. Make sure you press the number one. Make sure you press the number one. All right. But my first caller, of course, is Billy Bad Finney. What's happening, homie?
What's going on with you, bro?
Now I got 10 people on the phone lines, and it doesn't matter. You're still going to be number one. I don't know how you do that, man. Some of you other people are hitting the number one on your phone lines, too, though. So, Billy Bat.
Yes, sir.
Episode 207. All right. This is a complicated question. I hope enough guys call in, even though I had mostly females saying that they were going to call into the show tonight. But I want the guys to call in, too. Because I'm anticipating and betting that guys find themselves in this predicament far more than women. I'm gonna ask that. That could be question number four. What sex you think will end up in a situation where they love more than one person at once? We're gonna go ahead and go with guys. I'm gonna go ahead and go with guys simply because we know for a fact that guys can be romantically involved, sexually involved with a woman quicker, with more than one woman quicker than a woman can. Not hoes. Talking about women. Regular
already.
Women. All right? You know what I'm saying? But there are some regular women, and I know some regular women, and they better call, Charlotte, because two of them say they're going to call. Because I know for a fact they was... I know a woman who was... She's the one person I think I was literally in love with two people at the same time. And I was like, I don't even see how you could possibly do it, and you a female. But I want to say she was. I think she was really in love with one and just couldn't let that motherfucker go for shit. But she really loved the new guy. So she just couldn't stop fucking with either one of them. And she says she's going to call in. I want to hear her perspective on anything. But she can't call in until after 9. So hopefully I can get her on the phone lines. Because her story is compelling to say the least. Yeah. But women do it too. It happens to women too. So Billy Bad. For episode 207, question number one. First off, do you think that is it possible to love two people at the same time, the same way that you're involved with? Can you love them?
You know, before I answer that, let me get my mask on real quick.
Oh, my bad. I keep forgetting it's Mondays. Right. It's my bad, everybody. That's it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Every Monday, but I haven't done a Monday show in so long, I've been forgetting. But it's Mashing Motherfucking Monday. So before you even answer the questions, if you got anything you want to get off your motherfucking chest, you know what I'm saying? Your baby daddy ain't shit. You want to kill your motherfucking boss? Whatever. You sick of these motherfucking punk-ass Republicans fucking with Obama like he started all this fuck-ass shit? Like George Bush didn't run the country to the motherfucking ground and they trying to blame that fucking thing on him? Whatever. Whatever your problem is. That's the sound we give them. The two-piece and the biscuit. All right, go ahead, Billy Bad. What you got to mash?
Well, I'm mashing on is pretty much what irked my nerves for the past 2 weeks. I'm mashing on these motherfuckers. Whoever hacked into my mama's bank account and stole $900 out of her direct deposit.
Wow.
And we staying over at the family house right now. I'm mashing on the motherfuckers. They did the same thing to me. Took $99 and left me in the hole. So I'm mashing them too.
Let me go ahead and mash him. Yeah! Of course, there are about three other mashable statements in your statement, but I won't dwell on it. We'll dwell on what you want to mash, okay? I just want to let you know there's like three other things I could actually mash. You could be mashed for that statement also. But let's dwell on what you're talking about. How did they do it? How did they do that? How did they do? What happened?
Well, I came home from work, you know. No, I came home from work, you know, ready to just relax and, you know, crack me a cold one. Next, you know, I walk into a dark house, and I'm just like, okay, what's going on? And, of course, you know, my mom was like, well, what do you think? The power's off. I'm like, okay, how did the power get off? And, you know, of course, she, you know, wouldn't, you know, answer me directly. You know, not like I'm expecting her to, but, you know, because there's many ways of people getting, you know, power cut off. Somebody might ran into a pole or something like that, but... That's when she told me that these internet spammers got access on her bank account and took $900 out.
Okay, stop. All right, now look, Billy Bad, and I'm going to all my callers. I'm not getting off subject. This is just Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. It's part of the show on Mondays. But listen, Billy Bad. Yeah, see, the thing about that is. You want to mash the scammers, but the scammers had to get the information from moms at the end of the day.
Yeah, for some strange reason.
Yeah, so we're gonna. I'm gonna mash the scammers. Yeah. But, and I'm not mashing. I'm not gonna mash your mom. But I'm just gonna say that moms, everybody, we live in 2011. You don't give anybody any information over the internet. Period whatsoever. If they didn't account you set up with with the Southern Company, or if it's an account that you set up with your online bank, and even those are kind of flimsy because you can still get hacked into that way. You know, you just can't have the information all out flying all over the internet. With that being said, I'm mashing the scammers for scamming moms. But moms got to know that you just can't be followed for, you know what I'm saying, the BS bullshit scams online also. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's very true. Very true. You know, it's just that, you know, it came out of left field. And I'm just like, okay, I can't even help her out because, you know.
Well, is the bill that massive? You can't, what is it? The bill ain't $900. I'm hoping. If you got a $900 bill, you got way more something else going on. You know,
But you know, Georgia Power kind of rough, man, so.
Okay. All right. I'm
doing my own thing on the side, okay. So I can barely help. And, you know, my bills alone take up half my paycheck. So.
All right.
And I'm doing the shit for the kid and everything.
If I travel down that road, then I'm going to have to end up mashing you, Billy Bad. I don't want to do it to you, homie. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to stop there. I'm mashing the scammers for you. But I have to stop, or else you're going to end up getting mashed badly on the show. All right? All right.
Wouldn't have been the first time, but, yo.
Yes, I know. Episode 207. There are people on the phone lines raising their hand. They're probably going to mash you themselves when they get on. I have no control over that. Question number one. Is it possible to love two people at the same time? Is it possible to love two people the same way that you're involved with? The same way.
It could be, yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, because there could be, you know, you could love one person or whatever, and then you meet somebody else who may have that same endearing quality that attracts you to that first person. So, you can love them two people at the same time, you know.
But what about the people that are going to call in and say, well, if you met the other person and you started talking to the other person, then you really didn't love the first person?
I mean, that's all bullshit. Because, you know, you can't control how you feel at the end of the day. All the giving is an opinion.
No, I'm saying.
See,
this is what we're going to go through tonight. I'm telling you right now. They're going to say, you can't control your emotions, but you can control your actions. So if you really love the other person in the first place, why'd you even start talking to the new person? I'm just telling you what they're going to say. What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, That's their opinion. You know, I mean, I've been through that before. So,
Were you cheating? Were you in a relationship with the people?
Oh no, I wasn't in no official relationship. No.
Okay.
Now, when I was in a relationship, I was in one. Uh-huh. You know. And then, of course, and then, you know, I admit I window shop, but I don't buy. But you know,
okay.
Other than that, I mean, I'm single, so I mean, it's open dating to me.
Okay. I can go on the record and say that I've never, I've been through it. I won't lie, I've been through it. Okay. But I've never been in a relationship with anybody and started loving someone else while I was in a relationship with someone. That I've never done. But being single and dating multiple people, loving two people at the same time, that I have done. Okay. But I've never, I never was in a relationship, because if I'm in a relationship with somebody, even if I did do the whole shit and creep out, if I was in a relationship, you know what I mean? I never was like trying to like, you know, I've never broken up with someone for someone else. You feel what I'm saying? Like I've never broken up with a woman because I was kicking it on the side with a woman so much that I started loving her and liking her more than whoever I was with. Now I won't make excuses for why I was cheating or whatever. You know, I was just young and just it's multiple reasons why I did it. Youth, you know, a lot of reasons and stuff like that, which is why, you know, I'm to a point in my life now where I don't get into a relationship until I really want to be in a relationship. And I think that's how everybody should be. But I've been in that situation where I was cheating on a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't spend as much time with the other person because I was in a relationship. So when you're in a relationship, you know, you got to spend a certain amount of time doing whatever it is you work, hustle, whatever, and then and at home. So you only got so much. But when you're single, it's different because you have more leeway with your time. You can choose whatever. You don't have to report in, call in. You don't have to do anything like that. So the amount of time that you spend with people, you can spend a massive amount of time with more than one person if you're single. And this is how it ends up. I think most of the time, to me personally, this scenario comes up more often for single people than it does for people who are in relationships. You know what I mean? Now, the people who are going to call in and say, well, what about the married people who say, well, I love my wife, but I love another woman too. Look, those right there, I still feel like that's possible, even though I've never been through that. I just feel like you can't say that that's not possible, but the whole you didn't love the wife in the first place argument, I think that bodes more when it's like that situation, when they're actually married and they should even be stepping out in the first place. You feel me?
You ask yourself why you get married in the first place. Now, when you flip it around, when you flip question one around about two people, now what if it was your current relationship that you in love with this girl, but then next you know you have your ex girlfriend that you still love too, that you just can't somewhat, you know, let the feelings go a little bit.
Yeah.
Now if you try to let it go with a new girl, the only way the feelings for the ex to come up is if you see the ex and old heart and old feelings come up. Now
true.
What would you say then?
See, that's the thing about it. Before you move on, you need to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Let me help you out. I think personally, and this is just my notion, which is, and a lot of things I'm going to say tonight is the reason why I can just be flat honest with people, because everybody who knows me knows me. You know what I'm saying? I can be honest. A lot of stuff that I'm going to say tonight is why I'm still, you know, single. You know what I'm saying? It's because I feel like if you're not done with any of that baggage, or any of that, if any of that stuff's going on, you really shouldn't be getting into a relationship anyway. That's the first thing. You know what I'm saying? So when you do see the ex or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It should be you. If you're in a real relationship with someone else, it shouldn't be an issue. You could really, you know what I'm saying? Because you're past them. Now, you can love them to the point where you don't want nothing to happen to them. You know what I'm saying? Say if y'all got kids together, that's the mother, just the mother or father of your child. So you love them to the point where, you know, if y'all were in love at one point and had real relationships, you're probably still going to forever love that person. But you can't have that kind of love. You can't have that kind of love to where when you see them, you still reminisce and want to be with them. You feel like you still want to be with them a little bit.
Yeah,
you
got to
have you got to have
that
completely out of your system before you move on to the next person. It's unfair to move on to the next person until you have that. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I feel. Now, again, if you're married and you're out cheating and you're creeping, okay, with somebody else, you are wrong. And if you're spending that much time with the other person to the point where you can actually start loving them like that, your relationship is so far fucked up over here, you know what I'm saying, that you might as well end it. You know what I'm saying? But you can still love. I'm still one of the people who say you can love your wife, because I know people who love their wife and have cheated. But when they cheated and it was like boom, bam, yeah, then they done. They didn't have a straight up affair. They did the damn thing and, you know, they got caught up or whatever, maybe, or maybe they didn't. But they wasn't like in love with the other person. They was just doing some shit, because they just like outside. They just couldn't sleep with one person or whatever. Of course, all of this, all that is selfish. That is wrong. But I'm just saying, though. Last question for Billy Bad. We'll go to the next caller. All right?
Yep.
But I'm just, that's just how it is, all right? But the last question for you, homie. Hold on, let me get to that page right quick. Okay. Have you ever grown to love someone that you had no intention of ever loving?
Yep.
Yep. How did it happen? How did you grow to love? How did you, see, the thing is, that's the thing about love. Let me tell you something. See, I am one of these people who say you don't pick who you can love. You know what I'm saying? You don't see somebody and say, I'm going to love them. You feel what I'm saying? You just start loving them. You just do. And sometimes it was never really the intention in the first place. You know what I'm saying? But some kind of time spent, personality, everything. And it could be sex also. If you're having sex with this person and it's great sex, that too, that's going to contribute and speed those feelings up. Unless you're just a heartless motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But time spent with people and everything like that right there. If they're that type of person, you know, that they're, and you're that type of person where you do have somewhat of an emotional level that you can give people without being married to them, then that's very possible and that can happen. You know what I'm saying? So you can grow to love people that you never intended to. My son's mom, I never even tended to ever even sleep with her, let alone go to love, you know, love that woman. You know what I'm saying? We were just not even. I was not. That was just not somebody who I would ever. If you had told me a year before we ever first had sex that I would actually sleep with her, I probably would have been like, nigga, you. You know, I would probably slap you or some shit. But it's funny how life works. That's what happens sometimes in life. That's just the truth of the nature. That's the nature of the situation. And I know numerous people. Now, if you married your high school sweetheart or something like that, then you already knew the whole time. You know what I mean? You've been loving her since puppy love or whatever. But sometimes people that you never really thought that you love, you be around them so much, and then you start loving them. It's happened to me before, and I know a whole bunch of people who are married with four kids now that happened to. They're like, I don't even know how. Shit, we were just talking and kicking it. Hell, we kicked it a couple times, and goddamn, all of a sudden we got a house together and four kids, and it's 20 years later. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Now, some people want the marriages where you were madly in love before that even happened, but it doesn't always happen that way. All right, stay on the line, homie. All right, I'm gonna get to the next caller. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Ah, we got Michigan girl on the line. What it do, babe?
What's going on?
Well, thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 207. And I know y'all wanted me to come back after this 1 week off with some, like, something serious, something just outrageously funny. No. We're going to get back into how K100 goes. You know, we got something not necessarily too serious. We got some music. We got some outlandish shit. We're back to the schedule, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are. But before we start, it's Smashing Motherfucking Mondays, Michigan girl. Yeah. Ah, you ain't did one of these in a long time. You should have plenty. Plenty.
I know, right?
What you got?
Man, I'm finna mash my trifling ass son's father, baby daddy, sperm donor, trifling motherfucker. That's who I want to mash.
Before I go any further, did you ever love that man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But do I love him now? Hell no.
Gonna have a show about that later on this week, ladies and gentlemen. You really want to tune in. You're gonna want to be here for Wednesday's show.
Have to tune in to that one because everybody always love that person, and in some people's case that's true, but not in mine. So okay, we're gonna move on. But yeah, I'm gonna mash this trifling ass who don't wanna pay no charges or don't wanna do shit just because we ain't together no more. I done moved on with my life, whatsoever the case may be.
Are you sure? Let me ask you this before I go on. I gotta ask you this. And anybody else who ever calls in the K100 and says that they wanna, you know, mash their baby mama, baby daddy for the same reason, because they done moved on. They say the reason is because they moved on. That's why they acting funny. Were they acting funny any other time before then? That's my question to you.
Yeah. He's acting funny before, but usually it's always when we not together and I'm with somebody damn else.
What I'm saying to you is, this is my question to you. I'm going to mash him. I already mashed him for you now.
Yeah.
I mashed him for you. I'm saying, I'm not trying to. All right, but I'm saying, though, just to keep it 100 now.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that.
Yes, he's acting funny before, and it's always when we not together. Like, if we together, if we was together, he might not have did everything I thought he should do, but at least he did, you know. He did fatherly duties, played the role, all of that. Whenever we ain't together, he act like he don't want to do shit.
So, you know he had the propensity to not do shit. So I'm not gonna mash you, but you just like Billy Bad, you got a mash shit intertwined with your mash.
You know what? Yeah, but you know what? I mean, hey. You can mash me for my damn bad judgment, but in my defense, I met this person when I was very young, so, you know, it was kind of like, I thought it's just because he's young that he would act a certain way, but now I just see, no, that's a motherfucking character flaw. Your ass is flawed. So you can mash me because I'll be the first one to admit that was some damn bad judgment because he tried.
Okay, fine. Episode 207. Oh, you never did? He just don't want to do shit financially or what? What's the problem?
Financially, just, you know, he's just on a whole nother level. He just got a whole different thinking, and I just don't agree with it. So I'm just like, you know, he just feels like his son should be a certain way, and because he's not, he doesn't want to even put forth any effort into, like, maintaining and nurturing the relationship. He thinks his son should always come to him, and he shouldn't have to meet him halfway or engage him or whatever. So it's like he's still a child. Okay, he don't call you. Call him. Hey, what's the problem?
Okay. All right. So we're going to mash him.
Yeah.
No one should have to tell you to call your child.
Yeah.
No one should have to tell you that. All right. Episode 207, Michigan Girl. Let's get to it. Question number one. Is it possible to love two people at two people the same way that you're involved with?
No.
You don't think so? Why not?
I don't think you can love two people the same way. I believe you can love two people, but you won't love them the same way. I don't think it's possible because they're two different people, and more than likely the things that you love about one are going to be different than the things you might love about the other person.
Okay.
So you can love two people, but you're not going to love them the same.
Listen, what I'm saying. I see this. I know what you're saying.
You can love two people the same.
That's what I'm saying. I already know everybody's unique and everybody's going to have 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone line, press the number one. I got way too many people on the phone line just listening. Press the number one so I can come to your phone line next, all right? I got 11 people on the phone line and only two people with their hands raised, all right? Somebody hit the number one so I can make sure that you want to talk. If you don't know that, you need to hit the number one if you want to answer the questions on the keypad. Press the number one. But what I'm saying is, my thing is this. If I know you're gonna love certain, you're gonna learn certain qualities about the other person or whatever. But if you love them, let's say you just got meet a guy and you know you love this guy's sister, you love this guy in general, you love him, you love this guy. Now you love his sense of humor because this guy has sense of humor or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And this guy's over here, he's more of a provider or whatever. He's like more stable or whatever. And you love this guy. Well, this guy's over here, sex is great or whatever. But this guy over here, you know, but there are things that are different about the guy. Yes, I understand that. But the core question is, can you love those two guys at the same time?
In that answer to that question, yes, you can love two people at the same time. But see, that's
right.
Not the way you posed the question. You said, can you love people the same? And so when you say it that way, no, because they're different levels of love. We're not even talking about family, because you can love someone but not love them the same way as you love someone else.
This is what I'm saying. If guy over here, guy A and guy B, all right, guy A and guy B for you, you know what I'm saying? Girl A and girl B for the fellas, you feel what I'm saying? If when I say you love them the same way, You like spending time with both of those people. If any one of those people needed your help, you'd help them. You could confide in either one of those people. All right. You know what I'm saying? It's inevitable that they're not going to be the same because they're two different people. So they're not going to be the same. But when I say that you can love two people at the same time, I mean, when you say you love somebody, the things that you do for people that you love. Like me personally, a motherfucker can't call me at motherfucking 3 o'clock in the morning, and a female, you know what I'm saying? You know, unless you're either like, it's only certain people that I'm going to like loan money to. It's only certain people that I would get up out of my bed in the middle of the night. It's only certain people that if a motherfucking somebody does something wrong to them, I'll put my hands on them about them. You feel what I'm saying? It's only certain. That's how I love. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If I'm just fucking with a chick or whatever and there's really nothing like that, then I really wouldn't do any of those things. So if those are things that you would do for a guy that you love or whatever, and you would do it for both of those guys. Now, why you love this guy, why you love that guy, what you love about this guy, what you love about that guy varies. They're two different people. But if certain scenarios come up and you would treat them the same way in each one, in each instance, then you both, you love them the same. You feel what I'm saying?
I guess you could say that, yeah. If in certain situations you would treat them exactly the same, then I guess at some point you love them the same. But usually when people love two people at the same time, there's a slight difference, and you're going to love one more than the other. Now, you may be that there will be some things that, you know, if they need you, whatever, you'll be there for both of them. But everybody I know, and I've only been in that situation once, there was still a difference in I love both of them, but there was one that I would do more for. Now, if it was situations that were the same, they could both get whatever, but there was one that I had more love for than the other, and that's why I was like, you can't love them the same. But
okay.
If in that scenario, you want to just say that if, you know, certain situations came up and you would do the same thing for both of them, then I guess, yeah, you can, you know, love two people the same, but just from people I know and my personal experience, it wasn't the exact same. Yeah, you got love for both of them, you love both of them, and in some situations, they both could get the same thing, but that was that one that had, you had a little bit more feelings for a little bit more love that could get a little bit extra.
Okay. Question number two then. Of course, since you already kind of answered it already. Have you ever loved two people at the same time? Were you sexually involved with them both?
I've loved two people at the same time, but I was not sexually involved with them both at the same time.
Okay. But you did love two people at the same time. How was it that... How does that work? When you love, were you in a relationship with one?
I was in a relationship with one, and I still had love. I still was in love with an ex.
Don't say
and
in love. You said in love.
Well, I still love my ex, and I love the person that I was with.
Okay. Now, how did that work out for you? Let me ask you this. Which one did you love a little bit more? Like you were saying, which one would you could have got a little extra?
My ex.
So you loved the ex. You loved the ex more than you loved the guy that you was with.
Right, but I would not cross that line. I did not have sex with my ex as long as I was with the current boyfriend, but I still love my ex, and I love the guy I was in a relationship with, and like I said, that there were certain things, like if either one of them needed me or whatever, I was going to be there, but that ex still had a little bit more love. I don't know if it was the history or what it was, but there was just more love there.
It didn't work out well. There is never going to work out well if you still got that. If you actually felt that way about that person that you're not with, even if let me say one thing real quick. I want to make one thing clear. All right. Even if you find me personally, I think that even if you find yourself in this situation where you actually do love more than one person like that, it would behoove you. It would be if you can still love two people, but it would behoove you if you have the option to pick. It would behoove you, I think, and yeah, I really think that you should. You should pick the one that you have that extra oomph for, if at all possible, if it's possible for you to do that. But most of the time, people don't do that. Why now? Now, how is it? How was it that you ended up with the one that you loved less in the relationship with that one?
Me and the ex broke up, of course, and, you know, I took a little bit of time, but this is when I was much younger, so I thought just taking this little bit of time, I was good, and that's when I learned that, you know, you have to process things, and sometimes it takes longer than you think before you should really get into another relationship. But I got into another relationship because at the time I'm young, and I thought, okay, I done took enough time, I'm ready to get in this other relationship. And, you know, started feeling dude, and, you know, we had good chemistry, and we laughed, and we could joke. And there were things about him that I liked, that my qualities that my ex didn't have. But, yet still, and it wouldn't even be that I just had to see my ex, because it wasn't like we had to see each other all the time. There was just still that love there, and, you know, I hadn't got over it yet. But I think at one point I was trying to make myself move on, and I did the wrong thing by getting into a relationship and trying to make myself move on. So, but yes. Those are things, sadly, that you learn when you're younger and you go through and, you know, it is what it is. But those are lessons learned the hard way that you need to make sure that you over one relationship before you go getting into another relationship.
Exactly. That was one of the points that I just made a minute ago. Let me go ahead and get the next question. I got some more people raising their hand. Want to talk, all right? Last question. Question number three, all right? Have you ever grown to love someone you had no intention of ever loving? Now, this is a person that, you know, I ain't talking about. When I ask you that question, number three, people, it ain't somebody that you when you first date somebody, you're like, yeah, they cool, but I never, you know what I'm saying, intended on, you know, falling for them. I'm talking about you didn't even really ask them out on a date. Like, it's just like y'all just, something just happened. It just popped off. Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah.
Do tell. Huh?
I mean, basically, it's just kind of like what you said. You know, you meet somebody, and it's not even, you know, it ain't even supposed to be nothing like that. And, you know, I hang out, and, you know, things happen, and there you go. Or you like, nah, I ain't even trying to look. You know, of course, everybody says they're not looking for a relationship when technically, you know, you might not be looking for one at that time, but so you're like, okay, well, I ain't looking for no relationship. I'm just going to chill, whatever. And you might be hanging out with this person and this person and this person, just picking your date and what single people do. You was not even trying to have no feelings for nobody. You just picked to have a good time and there you go.
And it happens like that. And I think that happens now. I think that happens now more than it ever did.
Yeah, because you
right.
have so many people now that are saying, well, I don't want to be in no relationship. But, you know, a lot of people just want to kick it or, you know, just hang out or whatever. And then, you know, of course, when saying that off the rip, then you condition yourself to not expect anything. You know, even if you're the one that's saying it, like, after a bad relationship, a lot of women be like, okay, well, I'm just on date. I'm not looking for nothing or whatever, so you condition yourself, but then after you spend so much time with someone or even multiple people, if you're dating more than one people, something is going to change after you spend so much time with people.
Yes. The key word, ladies and gentlemen, in this whole scenario, time. For the last question, time is the thing that will ultimately set love in motion. I feel.
Yep.
It's not sex. Alright? It's not even personal, it's time. You know what I'm saying? Spending time with someone.
A real person.
Yes. And if that real person is someone that you just, you know, that you just feel like, I love this person. I love them. You know what I'm saying? After time is what makes question number three pop off. But it's also the reason why question number one and two is always possible with anybody. Time. You spend enough time. And that's what happens with people who have affairs. Instead of just, there's a difference between you going out cheating on your spouse or girlfriend or whatever, and you just getting your rocks off just because you're like, I'm just tired of hitting the same pussy or whatever the fuck crazy reason you come up with. But when you have an all-out affair and you spend time with that person, you go and out and you just really spend time with that person, a lot of time, yeah, then that's how you end up having a straight-up mistress that you in love with, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you end up dying and leaving all your money to her and half of the money to her and half of the money to the wife. Crazy shit like
man.
That. Yeah, exactly. Stand by, Michigan girl. Thanks for calling in, all right?
All right.
Appreciate it. Next up, Shay.
Hello.
What it do? Thanks for calling in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzom. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Episode 207. I love you. And I love you, too. That's what we're talking about. Can you love two people at once? But before we go, it's Monday, and Shay's on the line. She knows the drill. What you got, babe?
Oh, my gosh. I have to bash this bitch.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to try to convince her.
Is she really a bitch? I mean, really?
She's a motherfucking bitch. She's a motherfucking
bitch. Wow. A motherfucking
bitch. You get in between me and my money, that's when we have a problem. That's with anything except for me and my money. Yeah. This bitch then tried to cause issues between me and my job, going back, basically backstabbing me, telling lies to folks at my job. And what pisses me off is like, because, okay, I work in her home, in a home setting or whatever. What pisses me off is I have gone out of my way to help this bitch because of her extenuating circumstances. And so for her to go and backstab me and try to tell lies to me, to my supervisor, that just pisses me off. Just mash that bitch. Just mash her.
We'll give her the guns because she's playing with folks' money. It's a good way to get killed.
Yeah. I've been having issues with this for the past 2 weeks, so yeah, I'm almost got it rectified. But yeah, in the meantime, we need to just mash the hell out of it.
Okay, so somebody they're playing with your money.
Yeah.
All right. They're playing with your money. Anytime somebody's somebody playing with your money, you know, it's automatic.
Yeah.
Automatic masher, K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? All right, now. Shay, episode 207. All right.
Okay, what you got?
Is it possible to love two people the same way that you're involved with?
To love them the same way?
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible to love two people the same way. No.
Why not?
Because they're two different people. I mean, the things that you love about one person, you might not necessarily love them same things about another person. I mean, each person is going to...
That's why I just went through this whole spiel with the last caller. I didn't ask you, what do you love about? Can you love the same things about two different people? Because they're two different people. So they're going to be different
that's
things.
That's just like saying separate but equal. You can't have separate but equal. I mean, you can love them, but you're not going to love them the same way. It's just
what
like you have kids. You love both your kids, but you don't love them the same way.
The fuck if I don't love them the same way? I love both my kids.
I see
my son differently because he's a boy and him being a male. No. But him being a male, there are certain things that I have to do with him and be around him and stuff like that because he's a boy. Just like certain things that my daughter has to be around and she needs a mother in her life. Me personally, I feel like a daughter needs a mother in their life far more than a father, even though you really need them both. But if you got to wipe one of their parents out, if it's a boy, take the damn mama, and if it's a girl, take the goddamn daddy. Cause
I'm not saying you don't love your kids. I'm just saying you don't love them the same way. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just pointing out, it's obvious.
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying when I say I love my kids, all right, I die for any one of them. I give any one of them the last thing in my pocket if I have it. All right. I'm concerned with preparing them for their future. I care about anybody touch in winter. I'm gonna murk that motherfucker. All right, you know what I'm saying? All that's the same. All that so all that is the same. So when you say you love somebody, like I was telling the last caller, if you love somebody, you love them.
But the way he's gonna deal with certain situations is gonna be different. The way you're gonna talk to them in certain situations is gonna be different. That's just like real life when it comes to two people. You're not gonna talk to both people the same, whether you subconsciously realize it or not. You're not gonna interact the same. So you can't be loving them the same.
Listen, to what I'm saying, when you say loving them, you can actually do certain things with one that you don't do with the other. You can still love two people at the same time. I'm telling you.
I didn't say you couldn't love two people at the same time. I just said you couldn't love them the same. You can't love them the same way.
What are you? But by the way, you started naming individual things about what you love about that person. I wasn't talking about why you love the person. I'm talking about can you love two people at once? Can you love this person right
here? That's two different questions. You can love two different people at once, but no, you cannot love the two individual people the same way.
So you say you're gonna love one and the other at the time?
Say that again. My bad.
Are you gonna love one more than the other?
You could love one more than the other, or you could just love them differently. I mean, there's nothing wrong with loving them differently, but I'm just pointing out the fact that you're not going to love them the same. Sometimes you might love one more than the other one, but you're not going to love them the same.
Okay. But did you hear what I said when I say love, if I love somebody, then I love them. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. You love them, you love them. But I'm just saying, but when it comes to relationship wise, if when it comes to two people, you ain't gonna love two people the same way.
Question number two. I think it's possible.
Okay.
Question number two. Have you ever loved two people at the same time that you were involved with?
No, I haven't. Now, I have had some strong like for two people, but I've never loved two people at the same time. I mean, because love is a strong emotion, and I can honestly say I've never had that for two people, different people at the same time.
You never have. Okay, if you haven't, you haven't. Do you think it's possible, though?
I do think it's possible, because like I said, you know, I liked somebody one time, but, you know, yeah, that love, wasn't quite there.
To make you a bad person if you love them at the same time, two people at the same time.
No, it don't say it makes you a bad person, because I've known other people that I really do believe that they have. And, you know, you can't help where your heart falls for or whatever. So, you know, that being said, I do believe that it's possible. It just has been the case with me.
Okay. All right. The third question, which is kind of an off question, but it could be a show in itself.
Okay.
Have you ever grown to love someone that you had no intention of ever loving? I've said that. Yes, I had that. I already said before that my son's mom, when we met, we were just friends. I never even intended on ever. I couldn't even fathom a year before we were together that we would ever be in a relationship. But I ended up going to love her, you know. And that was somebody that was just a friend. You know, it's one of the people in your life when you meet, and then 10 years, 5 years down the line, you're like, wow. I remember when I first met that person, or even the circumstances leading up to it. You don't think that would happen, but it does. So for question number three, I can definitely say yes. But what about you? What happened with your scenario?
Yeah, that has happened. this has been some years ago, but yeah, I'll keep it brief. This was a guy that actually I happened to work with him or whatever, and he was a bit younger, of a different persuasion, totally not didn't look like what I was interested in, just opposite. And, you know, and it started out, we just talking, you know, just conversating. Next thing you know, oh, okay, well, you got the lunch hour, let's go to lunch together. Next thing you know, we hanging out a little bit more. Next thing you know, is the next thing you know, and then we in a damn relationship living.
Next thing you know. Next thing you know. Right.
I'm just saying, all from somebody that I just saw in passing and said, hey, how you doing? Didn't think nothing of him. Didn't think he was fine, didn't think he was cute, nothing.
Nothing. Just, so how did he end up going and what?
Well, I mean, seeing each other every single damn day and just like, you know, just conversating about whatever. And next thing you know, it was like, oh, well, you know, let's talk over lunch or whatever. And bullshitting. And next thing you know, they're hanging out. And
so we're back. We're back to my keyword, which is what's the keyword again, class? Time. Time. An enormous amount of time spent with someone, whether you consciously or subconsciously, whatever thought that you may could love them, whatever possibly, an enormous amount of time just anything's possible when you spend enough time with someone. Period. Point blank. I don't care who it is. If you spend enough time can escalate love quicker than anything. I don't care about sex. I don't care about personality likes. I don't care about physical. Time. Because time can make you bypass the physical. That's the first thing. Time can make you love someone that's not quote unquote your type. Time can do all of that. Because the more time you spend with the person, the more you know the person. Time. Very dangerous thing when it comes to love. Very dangerous. Thanks for calling, Shay. Stay on the line, all right?
All right, gotcha.
850-527. Thanks for calling, K100. What's popping?
Hold on, thanks. What's going on?
What up, homie? Oh, T. Lewis, where you been, man?
Hold on, I'll be right back.
What you doing, dog? What you doing? It sounds like you
know, man, I've been around, so I've been taking care of some stuff, so.
Oh, I thought it sounded like you was creeping, like you might be about to talk about something nobody needed to hear. Okay. The homie T. Lewis, he hasn't called in a long time, man. I thought that was your number, but I was like, I don't know. I ain't heard from a month or two? I mean, I know you listen to the shows after the fact, but you hadn't called in a minute. Feel me?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've been taking care of some business, so.
Hey, everybody got to do that. But once again, I appreciate you having you on. All right, so first of all, you know what it is. It's Monday, homie. I'm back on Mondays. You know what it is. It's Mash 'Em Up Fucking Mondays. Give me your vent, and we'll get to the task at hand. What you got for me?
Really, the only people like you actually took my. The only people I really got mad is everybody trying to blame Obama for everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah, crazy.
I was listening to a show today, and I guess one of these reality shows, and I was just reading stuff online today, and one of these guys on one of these reality shows, he killed himself.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess one of the friends of the family was like, well, I don't think it has anything to do with the fact of the pressures of the show. I think because he went out of business and all of these companies are losing employees and they have to close down, and then she said because of Obama, oh, excuse me, and I was like, well, wait a minute.
I would immediately just turn the station or anything. Like, I'm done listening to them at this point. I can't even do it. I'm going to have a show on
yeah.
it. Since I'm back on the regular schedule now, I'm trying to pop out for a week now. We're gonna get to the whole, because once the election and everything starts around, I'm gonna kill them motherfuckers. You know I'm gonna get them. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm gonna get them. I'm gonna handle them all okay 100. It's just that since I've been doing the album promo and stuff, I haven't been doing the show regularly. So when I do pop in and do a show, I gotta try to hit them, you know, hit them where it counts. So politics has kind of fell to the wayside of K-100. But we'll be back, and we're gonna kill all of them. Oh, I got a whole bunch of people on my list lined up, ready to go, and I'm ready to murk on politics. I hope you're gonna be on the line when I have my politics show. You one of my political buddies. You know what I mean?
I'll be on there.
All right. I'll make sure you call. Okay. But we have in fact mashed them, and I'll do it again. Anybody who's trying to blame the business and the economy and Obama, just fucking kill yourself. All right. Episode 207. Uh-huh. T. Lewis, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is it possible to love two people the same way that you're involved with?
I say yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, why do you say yes? So far, the women have said no and the guys have said yes. And I told people when I did this show, I knew it was going to go down gender lines off the top. I knew the women were going to say, nah, you can't love them the same way because because women, they already have, not the hoes, but the real women have an issue with even admitting that they possibly slept with two guys. They were sleeping with two guys at the same time. So you won't even get a lot of them to even admit to that on radio. But a lot of them have. You know what I'm saying? But even then, they just don't want. They just, to them, it feels like it's the unwomanly thing to do, because they feel like
yeah.
they can really take their emotions or they got control of it like that. Which I beg to differ. You know what I'm saying? Because I've known women. You know, they wasn't really out there, but they just got caught up. But guys, we tend to get ourselves in those situations where we end up loving two women at the same time, because we are capable of actually having sex with somebody else, more than one person, a lot easier. The problem is, if you keep on having sex, you keep on spending, what's the word, class?
Time.
Well, now, that changes everything. So, T. Lewis, you say it's possible. Why do you say that?
Well, just like you said before, if you spend a significant amount of time with one or both people, eventually you're going to have feelings for them, because initially, I know on the guy side of it, you're going to be physically attracted to them anyway. And then when you start finding out things and discovering things from spending time with them that will appeal to your masses, then yeah, you're going to start caring for that person and eventually start loving them. Like, I heard Michigan Girl say something to the point I was trying to pay attention, but I was like in a conversation with somebody else in the office. So it's something about you can't love the person, something to the fact that you can't love the person totally the way that you love the person that you're already with, but it's because they're not the same person. But I'd argue the fact that that's the whole point. It's like, if they're not the same person, this other person may have a whole different set of qualities opposite of this other person that would make you appeal to them also.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, this person is nothing like this person over here, and this is like an experience that I never thought that I would even enjoy or anything like that, but you do. So,
right.
And they're benefiting you and you're benefiting them, and so it's like a mutual thing going on with both parties. So, yeah, it can happen.
Yeah, and the thing about that, and then you have the scenario where they are a lot alike. You know what I'm saying? There are
exactly.
minor differences between the two. That's the problem. I think sometimes it could go either or. It could be that they're so opposite, but you like the things about each person. For instance, with a woman, excuse me, with a woman may be attracted to a bad boy, the bad boy guy, the bad guy. You know, he screws the brains out, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But also, corporate guy over here is stable. You know what I'm saying? Marriage material, hubby material. You know, the one they dream about in their little, when they're little schoolgirls that they could marry. But then this guy's over here, he's on the edge. He's whatever it is that makes him appealing to them. It doesn't necessarily have to be sex. You know, I'm just throwing that out there. But I'm saying,
right?
I think those separate things, you know, could happen quick to a woman, because women have this crazy thing where they want the bad guy, but they don't want the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like,
yeah,
they want to fuck by the thug, but they don't want to necessarily really be with the thug. You know, it's per se. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They like the exciting, edgy life of the thug and the swag of the thug. What? Yeah, really, though? They don't want the thug, though. Really? Over here, today, because the light bills do. You know what I'm saying? But we've had this show on K100. We know that's how the ladies are playing it, okay? They've been playing us like that from the beginning of time. All right? That's how they're doing us. But with the guys, if you got two women that are actually a lot alike, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a single guy, which we've already established that, yes, us guys, we will have sex with more than one woman, and we find that easier to do. The problem is, you know what I'm saying, if you keep spending an enormous amount of time with two of them or more of them or whatever, we don't like shawty, we don't like both of them, because both of them are the same. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the thing with guys. And so I think that's the difference in it when it comes to when you break the scenario down and pose the question to a female and when you pose the question to a male. I think that's to me, just, and I can't speak for everybody, I'm not speaking for everybody, but just people that I know sitting on the outside, when I've looked at scenarios and talked to different people, it's like, man, she, you know, I'm talking to dudes, they'd be like, man, you know what I'm saying? She just like, really, I mean, it really, the only thing different is this, or the only thing different is that. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And again, this scenario poses itself and comes up a lot more often for guys when they're single. Like I said before, if you're in a relationship and then you start loving someone else, you already was fucking up. Because I already said, if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't be able to spend that much time with some outside pussy, even if you fucking cheat. If you spend that much time with some outside pussy that you actually start loving the outside pussy, you all the way fucking up. All the way.
Yep.
I've never been in a relationship and start loving another woman while I was in a relationship ever. Even if I cheated. I ain't never loved nobody outside that relationship. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I never spent that kind of time with that person. That's too much. You're spending too much time. How could you possibly spend that much time with somebody if you're in a relationship? You feel what I'm saying? How do you do that? Actually keep your relationship going over here. That's why I feel like that's a much tougher sell. But when you're single and you don't have to answer to anybody, you can spend as much time with whoever you want to, then that's where the possibilities of it amplify. And it can happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Exactly. Question number two. Have you personally ever loved two people at the same time that you were involved with?
Fortunately, I haven't. I haven't been in that situation. So,
okay.
I can say I'm glad because I know people that have been in that situation and it was hard for them.
You really don't. Believe me.
Yeah, because the people that I know who've been in that situation, it was bad for them. It was like,
yeah.
It was like they didn't want to give up any one of them. So, but you know,
yeah,
like I didn't want to be in that situation like that. So
you don't. It's not a good situation to be in. Question number three. Have you ever grown to love someone you had no intention on ever loving?
Yeah, that actually happened a couple times, but
a couple times?
Yeah, it happened a couple times, but in both cases though, what happened turned out is like.
Let me ask you this question: do you think people ever really? Do you think is question number three really fugazi? Should I even ask that question? Because does anybody ever intend on loving someone when they meet them? Does anybody ever meet somebody and just say, oh, I'm going to love this person one day? I don't know, Blizzum. I don't know. I could kill myself for asking question three in a way.
You know what? What's funny? I tell you what. I hear more females say that you choose to love somebody than anybody else. Because I never really heard any dudes say you could choose to love somebody. I never really heard that before out of a guy.
I don't know. Why would anybody say such a retarded statement? I mean, I can't even. That's retarded. I don't know who made that up.
Yeah. And they say love is a choice. And it's like, well, I don't know. Because sometimes
the choice is choosing to spend that time with that person. You choose to spend that time with that person. Thus, love creeps itself in the door. That's a choice.
Right.
But you don't choose whether or not you love them. Because I know females that I spent the whole bunch of time with and I never loved.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can spend all the time in the world, but if certain things are just not there, it's just not going to happen.
That's it. So I don't buy that. I don't believe that. I don't buy that. All right?
Me neither.
Okay, but you have had someone that you go to love, right?
Yeah, but it happened a couple times. But the thing about it was, after I sat and thought about it, and then in one of the cases that as I talked with him, it wasn't gonna work out. So it was like, you know, you just be cool and you go your way, I go mine. So
okay, all right, stand up, stand by. Next call, all right?
Yep.
All right. Next call is private number. Then we got 678-768 on the line after that. Can't see the number, private caller, but you're on the air with K100.
What's up?
What's poppin', this Key?
Yeah.
What'd it do? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 207. I love you, and I love you. Before we go any further, Keith, you got anything you want to mash?
Yes, I'm mashing y'all for fucking up my carpet. That's what I'm mashing. Mash motherfucking Monday. Y'all fucking up my... And I'm going to mash everybody who brought some cheap lifter but drunk all of all my Ciroc.
Oh!
That's what I'm mashing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, nigga.
Yes.
All you cheap bastards.
Yep.
Who didn't come at all with no liquor and drunk up all the good liquor.
Yep.
Straight up. All right.
That was my birthday bottle, motherfucker. Y'all drunk all my shit. I ain't one drink out of that damn bottle.
You should have put that bottle up, Sean. I'm just telling you. You should have put that bottle up.
I sure should have. It wasn't like that last party. Last party, everybody bought good shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Brought some bullshit and drink up all the Ciroc. Nigga, did you pay for Ciroc?
No.
Punk ass. Alright. Anyway, man. Alright. I'm upset for you about that, but we're gonna move on. Episode 207. Niggas and flies, boy. Niggas and flies.
Niggas
question
and flies.
Question number one, Key. Is it possible to love two people the same way that you're involved with?
Nah, you're not gonna love them the same way.
I would love them the same way.
Nah.
What is the different ways you can love then? What are the different ways you love?
I'm just saying that like you'll love one more than the other one all the time. I'm not saying like certain things. I heard a lot of people saying they was like, well, you gonna love this thing about that person, this thing about. I mean, you gonna love one more than the other. Period. Because it's going to be a difference in how much time y'all spending together, how y'all feel when y'all together. All that's going to be different. So, you know, you're not going to love them the same. You might love both of them, but you ain't going to love them the same.
So you're saying you're just going to have a deeper love to the point where what?
A deeper love for one another.
This is what I'm trying to say. When you say the deeper love, I'm trying to wrap my brain around that. Okay, the deeper love. So the deeper love one, is it, something that you'll do for the deeper love person that you won't do for the other person?
Choose them at the end of the day. Like, if you had to make a choice, it's always going to be one that you eventually choose over the other one.
So that's how you know.
That's going to be what makes the difference, yeah.
What if you don't ever choose?
Then eventually somebody's going to miss out on something or lose something. Unless you're in Africa somewhere, you can marry two of them. Saudi Arabia or something.
They
still have one main wife, though, and then they have concubines or whatever.
I think y'all should have concubines. Let's go back to our African roots. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah. They still had one main wife, though, either way. They're my point. you gonna, it's gonna be one. It's always gonna be that one.
Okay. Question number two. Have you ever loved two people at the same time that you were involved with?
No.
Never?
No.
Why you say that? Nah.
You said that why what?
Nah.
You said that
one. Nah. I don't know if I believe you.
Nah.
Nah,
because personally, as far as loving two people at the same time, like I said, if it's one that you would choose over the other one, my personal feeling is that you need to be with the one that you would choose, period. Like, what's the point of even playing both sides of the fence when you know you love one more than the other?
Okay.
So that's why I could say I ain't never loved two people at the same time.
All right.
Because I'm just going to be the one I love the most.
Okay. Question number three. Have you ever grown to love someone that you had no intention on loving in the first place?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, with that question, it's kind of like, really, though, do we ever really expect? But I see what you're saying because, you know, we got our types or whatever, what we feel like
right.
is our type. And, you know, we assume that that's the type of person that we're going to grow to love. So, yeah, you can love somebody you don't intend on loving. Just based on the fact that you never thought that that would be your type of person.
Uh-huh. But like I said, I've been in a scenario where I've grown in love with someone. Sometimes you just start out and you're thinking, it could be a circumstance.
It's one thing.
It could be a circumstance
yeah.
where you just, like, you never should. You're never going to be involved with that person anyway. So, bam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you end up doing it. You know what I'm saying? You end up being involved
with
that person.
But then a lot of times that can be the most dangerous type. You know what I'm saying? Because you actually love that person. Aside from everything else, you actually love that person.
Exactly. Very much so. Very much so. Happy birthday!
Woo! Thank you. Woo woo!
How old are you today? Are you going to tell the people how old are you?
I'm 33 and looking lovely. Might I add a lovely 33.
That's what's up. Shouts out and happy birthday to my homegirl, Key. Today's officially her birthday. You feel me? Real quick. Everybody that's on the phone line that I know that know you, I'm going to go ahead and let them say happy birthday. Shay, Miss Jigger.
Happy birthday, Key.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. No, I thought your birthday
you,
was the other
you.
Day. My bad.
Right.
Everybody did.
Sure, I can
finish
the
jello shots.
Right.
I'm taking,
I'm
drinking them jello shots. I'm going to drink some more tonight.
Okay.
Put one in the mail for me. You said put one in the mail, girl. That ain't going to last. You can't even leave them jello shots.
Hey, but a flaming happy birthday though.
Yeah.
I mean, I put it like this. I mean, if Kid ain't had his single release party down in Jacksonville, I would have definitely made it. Most definitely.
I would have messed up the carpet though. I got jello. You would have messed it up if you would have had some of them jello shots.
Yeah.
I got some jello on the hood of my car.
All right, stand by, everybody. Stand by. Let me get to the next caller, all right? Stand by, though. All right, please.
You asked me all the questions.
Yes, I did. What question I didn't ask you? Yeah, asked you all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. But
I
mean, yeah. I did. I asked you one, two, three. Yeah, I asked you all of them. That was all of them.
Okay.
All
good
right.
deal.
All right. Stand by.
All right.
678-768. Welcome to K100. What's poppin'? Hello?
Yeah. What's going
yes.
on, Bism?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. What'd it do?
Slow motion.
No motion. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Episode 207. Uh-huh. I love you, and I love you, too. That's what we're talking about on the show. But, of course, every Monday I do a show. It's called Mash Your Motherfucker Monday. Yeah. It's one, I quickly let anybody who calls into the show get anything that's been bothering them and bugging them off their chest. You got anything you want to get off your chest real quick before we go to the questions?
Oh, nah, I'm chilling.
You chilling? Nah. You ain't got nothing? Nothing making you sick?
Nah.
Job ain't making you sick?
I have nothing.
Nobody making you sick? Okay.
No, not really.
All right. So, here we go. Question number one. Is it possible to love two people the same way that you're involved with?
I think I'm going to say no.
Why do you say no?
Because it's not the same way. You can love them, but it's not the same way. I feel like if you're dealing with two people, it's something about one. It's something that one has that the other don't.
That's always possible.
So
people are different.
Okay, so, I mean, you may like a certain aspect of them more than the other, but it's still different. You're still going to like one more than the other, I think.
Oh, let me ask you this then. With that in mind, you say it's going to be something about one that you like that you don't like with the other one. I feel like there's no one person that's going to have every single quality that you like anyway. So it's going to be always, even if you like, when you meet somebody and you love somebody, it's going to always be something. There's going to be something about them that, you know, you don't care for or like, whatever, you know. So, I mean, every time, it's always going to be that way. It's always going to be these two. If you actually find yourself involved with two people, any kind of way scenario, there's going to be something about each one of those people that you don't, that the other has, that the other one don't. You feel me?
But it's not because enough to take away from one, but it's not enough to take away from the one that you really love. They may be lacking in that area. And this person may take up the slack over here, but it won't take away from the love that you have over here because the love is stronger over here. Yeah, they may not be doing this. A person may not be doing what B person is doing, but you still love A person more than you like B person, even though he's doing something that you really, really like. But at the end of the day, A is going to be number one all
okay.
the time, regardless, no matter what she's lacking. B doesn't have enough to take away from A, I guess is what I'm saying.
When you pose it like that right there, it's still a question of the thing. You're still posing it as the thing or things that B doesn't have that A does. Where I'm saying is, can you love them both? Can you love them both at the same time?
No, you're gonna love. If you can love them both, but can you leave A for B? Or can you just say, okay, B, is that going to work? I love you, but it's not going to work because you love A. You can love them both.
Right.
Could you leave B for A or A for B?
Could you leave them? Could you stop messing with one for the other?
Right.
Huh. Question number two. I don't know. That's still not answering the basic question to me, can you? I think still you, but you just admitted.
My answer is no.
Your answer is no, but you just said in your answer that yeah, you love A and B, but you just.
But it's not the same though. You're still gonna love one more than the other. Is what I'm saying.
I think that you can love them both, but you pick one pick A because of a situation. That's what I think. You pick A because of a situation most of the time, especially I think with women. They pick A because of the situation at hand. Not that they don't. I think they love the other ones. I think they love
disagree.
Either.
That's
just
my
person.
Other
yeah,
than
we,
you like this person. What situation?
Any situation.
What is the situation?
A could be with women. A could be financially stable and B is not. When it comes to women, you feel what I'm saying? Women can love B, but he's just not financially stable. As A, and will not marry, and will not over.
But if you love that person, it doesn't matter.
That's the thing about it.
If you really love that person, y'all, you make it in your brain, you will come up and say, okay, we can make this work. This can work. Obviously, you don't love A then. you can't. Ain't no way in the world. If all it is financial, it ain't no way in the world you really love that person.
That happens all the time.
You're taking care of you, blah, 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 but your heart is over here.
That happens all the time.
So either way it goes, you like it. No, not really.
I when it comes to women, I think women choose that option a lot more. Question number two. Have you ever loved people at the same time that you were involved with?
No.
Okay. Never done that? You've never been in that situation?
Have I been in that situation?
Yeah,
no.
Have you ever been in a situation where you love two people at the same time? Okay.
I've been in a situation where, well, no, I guess, no, I didn't love them at the same time, no.
Okay. Have you ever grown to love someone that you had no intention of ever loving?
Yeah. You know, like, I mean, like we were just saying, you don't just get into a relationship or get to know somebody with the intent, oh, I'm gonna fall in love with him. That comes with time. You never see it coming until it's there. I mean,
okay.
I don't just go out with people and then we go out, we cool, we friends, and I'm saying in the back of my mind, I'm gonna fall in love with this person. No, it doesn't happen like that.
All right.
For me.
So there, anybody that you was like, I would never be in a relationship with that person, and then you were in a relationship with that person, or something like that. I was talking about those kind of scenarios.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You meet people like, like, I never could have seen myself kicking with that person up until I did, until you actually did. You've been in that situation.
I've been in that situation.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a crazy feeling. And
absolutely.
Then when you're in a situation like that, typically it doesn't last long. It
yeah.
lasts, but it's not one of those forever lasting things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Then again, you got some people that get mad. That's their husband and then father of their kids. I don't know. It all depends. I disagree with that. Sometimes there are stories like that all across the world all the time. You hear stories like that all the time. People make movies about stuff like that, shit like that. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, they do. They make
you know
movies
what I mean?
About that.
But I mean, it happens a lot too, though. You feel me?
Yeah, I guess
it happens a lot. Some people say yeah, but me personally, I've known people that's been like that, and I think that can happen. Me personally, you know what I'm saying? And I know people that.
I guess it depends. It depends on the circumstances. Like you said, that's another circumstance. You ever had a kid together and they started a family with whoop up whatever? Yeah, I guess they will want to continue to make it happen. If that's your only reason for making it happen, it's still not enough.
Nah, but I'm talking about the people that actually never had, but then they actually, you know, they make a go of it. I'm just saying it happens that way. I know a lot of people who it's happened that way. I'm not saying, actually, it's not norm. It's not the norm, because for the most part, you people go for who they want to go for in a romantic situation. When they see whoever they holler at or they press to get the person because that's what they wanted. When you get blindsided, but sometimes when you get blindsided by it, it could be just as good. That's all I'm saying. And I know people who've had it both ways. You know, both ways. All right?
Okay.
All right. Ooh. All right, stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Episode 207. That's the number down to the show. Like, I got all these people on my phone line. Yo, hit the number one. Hit the number one on the phone line. I got more people on the phone line. Let me see. Hold on. I see somebody I know. Let me go to her phone. I'm going to risk it. Keisha.
Hey.
What up? You want to talk?
Hello? Sure.
Why you didn't hit the number one?
Jesus. To settle it down. You know, I can't have all her in the background.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, can you talk now? You ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, episode 207. First of all, it's Monday. You know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we ain't did no mashing motherfucking Monday in forever. I know you guys know.
I thought it was forever. I'm going to mash my coworker again because she just gets on my nerves. We just going to mash her on GP.
Wow, just for which because?
Just because. Because we don't get along and she know we don't get along. Don't be faking the phone.
Don't be
She was in the office all week last week during the day, off her shift, and trying to make conversation and stuff. I'm just looking at her like, really? Why you want to talk to me right now?
Oh, so she being fake. We matching her being
right.
fake. Okay.
Exactly.
I mean, cause I don't like to mash people and they ain't dead shit. You just want to mash folks just to mash folks. But she
nah.
Okay.
Just for being fake.
All right, just for being fake. All right, episode 207. All right, 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone line, hit the number one. Jesus. These people on the phone line just listening and shit. All right, Keisha, can you fall in love? Is it possible to love two people the same way that you're involved with?
Not the same way, but I think you can probably love two people, sure, at the same time. But you won't love them both the same way, definitely not.
Okay. I don't know. All the women, all the guys... All the women are saying, no, you can't do it. It's impossible. that you can't love.
Right, you can't love two people the same way. I mean, I'm sure you can probably.
The way you love. I don't understand the way you love thing. This is where I'm getting. This is where the women are losing me. The way you love. Mm-hmm. You love them? You don't. Do you love them? Yeah. Okay. I didn't say in love, which is a whole other animal. Do you love them?
Exactly. So it's just like loving a friend the way you love a friend, and then you love another friend a different way. I mean, I love my homegirl because she's here for me. We get along, and ain't no problems. We're like sisters. But then I love another homegirl because we always got positive things to say, and we're doing big things. Okay, all right. You're not talking about friends. You're talking about people that you're with. Okay, so I love this guy because we can hang out and we get along, and I'm like one of the homies, and we chill. And I love this guy because he, you know, does special things for my kids, or he takes me out to special places. He might spend a little extra money more than the other dude. So you're going to love him two different types of ways. Hey, bottom line. It may be just a financial difference in the two. So, of course, here we go.
Kid, why? I gave you an applause.
Oh.
I feel you. I feel you. I don't understand what is the problem. I feel what you're saying. You're right.
Oh, I thought you were about to go in or something.
No, like you said, he's spending a little extra money on you.
Hey.
A little extra change. That can make you love a guy more. I know, because you pee sitting down. That's why I know it's the world. Because you pee sitting down. Thus, the more a guy spends on you, the more love you can have.
No, not always. I'm just saying there may be a financial difference in the two. So if he's able to do a little more than the other dude is able to do, then that might be a difference as well. You didn't let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. So just because he can spend a little bit more time, you know, vis-a-vis taking you out on dates, and he's got more money to spend, thus y'all go out on more dates, and he can spend more time with you, you kind of love him a little bit more. Right?
Not necessarily a little bit more, but you're going to love him in a different manner. You're going to love him for being this stable provider type deal, and then you're going to love the other dude because that's your homie, and y'all got another type of connection. It's about the connection.
Exactly. It's just like me. I can love one girl enough to take her to McDonald's, but I love this motherfucker enough to take her to Spa. Huh? What does it mean to you? Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't lost me right now. I get it now. You totally lost it right then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. You said it right though. I'm giving you props because you're the only one who says some shit that I feel is
very pertinent to women.
No guys are on the phone. A couple of guys. Question number two. Have you ever loved two people at the same time that you were involved with sexually?
Not that I was involved with sexually, but I mean, I felt different types of love for two different dudes. Yeah, one I was involved with sexually, and the other one I was not.
Well, is this some kind of more?
Huh? No, it was just that I wasn't having sex with him no more. I mean, we had had sex before, but it wasn't that I was having sex with him at that time. We were still on the same level as we were. We just weren't sleeping together.
Moving right along. So, no, you don't rush me. I run shit over here, K100. So with the other guy that you love, did you not sleep with the other guy that you slept with before because of your love for the new guy that stopped you from sleeping with the other guy because you love that guy that much?
Yeah, because I was in the relationship with the guy I was sleeping with, so the other guy, I didn't feel like that was right to sleep with him.
Did you want to sleep with him?
I probably could have if I wanted to, sure.
No. Did you want to sleep with him? Let me finish. Did you want to sleep with him, but the only reason you didn't sleep with him is because of this whole thing women got where they don't want to be fucking guys at the same time, two guys at the same time. Some women, a lot of women don't give a fuck, but some women. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. Because other than any other time, you would have gave the other guy something. You would have slept with the other guy. That's the only reason why you didn't.
Probably. Yeah, because I'm with somebody else.
This is why you're saying that you love one more than the other. Because you wouldn't sleep with the other. This is a perfect setup. The reason why you're telling me
the
other guy is because of the love you had for the other guy, but you wanted to sleep with the other guy. Not that you didn't want to, you wanted to, So you really still love them the same. It's just the fact that you respected your relationship.
Right. And what's wrong with that?
No one said anything's wrong with it. The problem is, all night, people have been trying to convince me that they didn't love Guy B. The same. Yes, the fuck you did. You just not a hoe. And I can understand that. And I applaud you, lady. I do. Props. More power to you. But make no mistake about it. You love them the same.
Okay.
You love both of them. The only reason why
I would say
was the guy. Do you get it?
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Maybe it's just me. Or maybe the other guy didn't take you to rest.
Oh, shut up.
Who knows what the real issue is at hand? Who knows what the real issue is? Maybe he couldn't afford Red Lobster or Spun Dip.
Oh, gosh. Whatever, homie.
No! I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know either.
Last question. That's the Ruby Kennedy's on. Last question. Have you ever grown to love someone you had no intention of ever loving? I'm talking about someone who you was like,
yeah.
You could never have them be in a relationship with or even anything like that with, but some kind of way, that's what happened?
Mm-hmm. What? Yes, what, honey.
Baby daddy?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. Which baby daddy?
That's the second one.
Me to say it like that.
I know, exactly, right? It's okay. It is quite all right. I own it.
That's my fault.
It's okay. I got two of them. And I ain't embarrassed about it.
Five baby daddies. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. But,
It's okay. The ex-husband. Yes.
Okay. Why could you not have seen yourself ever getting involved with him, though? What was the thing?
Because he was younger. He's younger than me, and we were just not the same type of people. We just started hanging out a little too much, and it just happened.
I mean, hanging out a little too much, I mean, that can always lead to fucking. You don't marry that. You don't marry that, though. Why'd you marry that?
Because, I mean, we grew on each other. We grew on each other. I grew to love him.
How much younger is this guy, by the way? You don't mind me asking?
4 years.
Okay. I thought you were a cougar.
Nah, chill on out. No.
Wow. Stand by. Stand by.
All right.
Ruby Candy, what it do?
What it do? Hi, babies.
What's going on? Thanks for calling this show.
I know I'm late. I'm tired.
That's all right. We got 15 minutes left. I'm waiting for this brave soul from the 406 to hit the number one. I guess they're going to punk out tonight. Don't make me just open up. See, I try not to be random and just open up the phone line. I see him on the phone line. You know I can see you, right? 406. I'm just saying. Press the number one. Do it. Do it. I'm going to take it easy. Just press it so I can come to your phone line. So I won't have to break my rules and just open up your phone line anyway. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in once again. Episode 207. But before we get into the questions, Ruby Candy, you know the drill.
Yes, I have somebody to mash.
Go ahead. What you got for me?
I am mashing my cousin.
What again? Is the same cousin?
Yes, it's the same cousin.
Damn, what?
This bitch. Okay. This
why
bitch.
Why you fuck with the bitch? Every time you only
I don't fuck with her. I don't fuck with her. She's in jail. You know, she has these little bitty babies. You know, she's in jail. She got caught. She, you know, by undercover. She was prostituting.
Wow.
Yeah, got caught with some crack in her purse. And so now, you know, we have like three itty bitty babies. You know, plus mine. You know, and it's trailer park. You know, you get all these kids in the trailer park. So you know,
you're being sarcastic or not? I don't know. Do you really?
I'm being sarcastic. Yes. So you know, hey, I mean, hell, I'm tired.
Well,
I'm sorry,
I mean,
but I want to mash her, and especially for her trying to, you know, collect calling me, ask me to bail her out. No, bitch. No. Yeah.
Man, that's bad. I mean, that's your family, though, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I feel you, too, though. Fuck that shit sometimes.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to give y'all, you know, keep them in the K-100 family and give y'all each a baby to pick from. You see what I'm saying?
Those babies. I mean, my answer.
Yeah, them babies.
But, I mean, I feel bad for the babies, but fuck them.
Hey, I even told y'all, I even, you know, I'll keep them three and just give y'all my 2-year-old, and I'd be proud of the pace y'all support.
Nah. Nah. Don't work like that. Okay,
yeah, but that's who I want to mash. I'm mashing her. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, this cousin of yours has some issues. You repeatedly told us stories and stories about this young. She's got problems.
She's 17 or 18. Yeah.
And she's got this shit going on selling pussy and crack. I mean, what 17-year-old does crack? What are you black? You don't know what crack does? I can see it back
not.
In the day when they got caught for the women. But now, if you're on the motherfucking 30 and you do crack, you're the dumbest motherfucker on the planet.
Right. And I don't even see why. I mean, I don't even see why she's out there selling her pussy, because anybody in my family, you know what I'm saying, like, my aunt, she took her in and the babies, and she didn't have to worry about shit. You know what I'm saying? Didn't have to pay for nothing. Everybody's in the family buying the baby stuff, so she don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? All this other shit, but then she's going out there doing stupid shit. And then now, look, we stuck with the babies, and the baby daddy's scared as hell because thinking that he's still going to go to jail, and it's just...
All right. Okay, well, let's move on.
Move on.
But your cousin has some issues. You should look. I mean, that's family, so...
Right.
You know. Okay. Episode 207. Question number one. Is it possible to love two people the same way that you're involved with?
No. I'm with Keisha on that. No.
All the fucking women say that shit. Have denied that something that I... It's funny how all these women can deny this, but I've known so many women who've done the same shit. It's so funny.
You can't love somebody the same way you love another person.
I'm not talking about attributes of the person, Candy, Ruby. I'm not talking about do you love, because everybody's different, so you're going to love something different. But I'm not talking about attributes. I'm talking about simply, I don't understand people who say, I love him like I don't, but I don't love him like I love that. Do you love him at all? What do you mean? Do you love him or do you not? That's my whole thing about it. You may love certain things about them. I feel like you can love them both, but like a lot of things about the other one more than the other person. But if you love somebody, you love somebody. If you love somebody, if I love you, you call me at 2:00 in the morning, you need bailing out, I'm getting the fuck up, and I'm gone. If I love you and we motherfucking out together, and motherfucking act like they can do something to you, bitch, I'm going to do something to them first. You feel what I'm saying? Pinpoint. You know what I'm saying? If I love you, I love being around you. I love talking to you. I love your company. You know, it's love. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, all the women so far have really just been breaking down. I love them like this, like that. But I didn't love him like that. I love him like that, but not like that. Because what? Only because they say, I didn't fuck him anymore because I don't love. But you still love them.
You can say, like, if you're in a relationship and you're in love with somebody and you meet somebody else. Well, I'm in love with this person, but I love this person. Just like, I love this person because, you know, like he said, well, this person might spend, you know, this amount of money on me, but this person, you know, spend this, like you said, I love this person enough, you know, take this person to McDonald's, but then I love this bitch, you know, take her to someplace, you know, just major.
No, I was being sarcastic. She make it spondemic. I got to love motherfucker to go take her to Spondivis. That's $100 date, nigga. I got something to see in Spondivis. I told my motherfucking ex, bitch, if you ever see me out with another bitch in Spondivis, I've got an all out of fail going, bitch. I love to talk on the side. Okay? That's $100 date off top. So if I go there, I got some love for her. I'm going to take her somewhere like that. Because I don't just take random bitches to nowhere that's going to cost me $100 for us to eat. I just don't. Now you see me in Applebee's, it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You people. You know, people are really. No. Anyway, let me get back to you. Seriously. I don't understand why the women are really separating love. Like, I love them like this or like that. And I'm like, I love. I'm that kind of person. I love. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I love too, but I love people in a different way. All of them aren't the same.
If I love you, I love you.
Right.
All right. question number two. Have you ever loved two people at the same time and were involved with them both sexually?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a guy and a girl?
No, it was when I went off to college, you know, and everything like that, and you know, my ex went to a different college and stuff like that, and I found, you know, I met this other chick, and you know, I started kicking it with her and shit like that, and you know.
And
I had to choose between the two, you know what I'm saying? But my heart was really in one place. But, you know, she was fun. She was fun to hang out with. The sex was good. You know, the conversation was the shit. And, you know, everything was there. But my heart, you know, completely was with somebody else. But I loved her. But I loved my ex in a different way. You know, I was, you know, two different types of love.
I don't. Here we go with the same two different types of love. The only difference I'm going to say is if you're in love with somebody and you're not in love with somebody. If you in love.
I was in love. I was, you know, in love, but I loved her, you know, because she was there. My ex wasn't there. You know, she was there, but my, you know, we was in two different type of places. So I had to choose between the two. So I chose my ex.
Okay. All right. Question number three. Have you ever grown to love someone that you had no intention of ever loving?
Yes.
This is somebody who you were just like, ain't no fucking way in hell I ever, no way ever. But
yes.
you couldn't even see yourself even. Whatever.
Yes, this chick that I'm talking to, I've been knowing her for years, and you know she just used to always get up under my skin, and you know met back up with her, and you know I just started, you know, the feeling started happening, and. That too.
Ruby, man, I think you got the whole gene. I'm just saying. Home girl, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's all good.
I don't even want to ask. I better not know. Please tell me I don't know her.
No, you don't. No, you don't. We kind of grew up together.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
No, you don't know her.
Okay. All right, Sam. I'm probably about to open up the mics. I'm gonna try one more person. I'm gonna open up the mics if not. Stand by though. Hold on. Okay, 347-934-0966. I only got 8 minutes left in the broadcast. Only 8 minutes left in the broadcast. With that being said, A, I want to remind you tomorrow to tune in for the Ill or Kill episode tomorrow. Please support the artist. Tomorrow we have Ill or Kill Part 2. It's my new series that I'm starting, and this is where I review all the music. I let the artists call in. We listen to some hot tracks. I got some good music lined up for you guys. I'm going to be contacting all the artists tomorrow to get them on the phone lines and stuff, call in and you know, review their music and stuff and make sure they're doing their part and promoting the show. But tomorrow we're going to do an episode of Ill or Kill, all right? So tomorrow, call in tomorrow to the show and support the artists and listen to some of that great music that they got coming out, all right? Ill or Kill Part 2. That's where you call in. I play that song. You tell me, is that shit ill or should it be killed? All right. Ill or Kill Part 2. That's what's going on tomorrow for episode 208. 209 and 210, which I'm having 4 shows this week. I'm busting out 4 this week. I didn't do any last week. And I said I was going to do at least 2 a week, and I didn't do any last week. So now I'm going to bust out 4 this week. All right. Episode 209 and episode 210. They're going to be fun. They're going to be crazy. All right. Please call in. All week. We're doing K100 all week. I'm back. At least this week I am. All week long we got a show going on, all right? So we're having fun for 209. Episode 208 will be Ill or Kill Part 2. So you guys, please participate. Show love to these artists and review some of their music tomorrow when they call into the show, all right? All right? If you're an artist and you listen to this show and I've contacted you already about playing your shit and I tell you tomorrow to tweet out and Facebook out about me playing your shit and I don't see you tomorrow, guess what happened when I start the show? Yeah, that's right. Your shit ain't getting played. And I got a whole bunch of shit over here to play. So I ain't hurting for shit to play. Trust me. Tweet the show out. Facebook the show out. Or fuck your music. That's tomorrow. Episode 208. Ill or Kill Part 2. Before I go on and go to the open mic forum for the last 5 minutes. 406-406-0406. Area code. Are you on the... You want to talk to us, 406? They're going to get the hush mouth. She's going to ignore me. Say it! I Now you back there fucking laughing. I just want to know one thing. You can keep your. No one knows who you are. Your identity is shall remain nameless. Have you ever loved two people at the same time? Hello.
No.
Really? No. Never loved two people at the same time. Have you ever?
No.
Do you think it's possible to love two people at the same time?
Yes.
You think it's possible, huh? But you've never really done it. You've never really done it yourself, huh? No.
No. Mm-mm.
It's only because I know it's a flat out lie. Question number three. Have you ever grown to love someone that you had no intention of ever loving?
Yes.
And how'd that work out for you?
Not very well.
I'm almost positive it didn't. I had to mess with you. You called my damn show and then don't hit the number one. I told you I won't give you that much of a hard time. Even though you just came here and broke the first fucking rule of the show. Sam, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Thou shalt remain nameless, though. I won't even do you like that, shawty. All right, we got 4 minutes left. Billy Bad, your mic's open. Michigan Girl, your mic's open. Shays, your mic's open. Keys, your mic's open. Ruby, your mic's open. Keisha, your mic's open. What's happening, ladies?
You know what?
Hey.
I'm a match myself for not even being at the party. I'm stuck on that.
Yeah,
man.
I'm matching myself for that one. I should have said that earlier. I'm matching myself for that one because y'all sound like y'all went ham. But before y'all go, though,
y'all
went ham
every time we get together.
Yeah, every time. Every time we get together.
Oh, no. Hey, dig this.
Yeah.
Dig this. I will be up there Labor Day weekend after we come from Miami. And another thing, Blizz, I'm going to try to call the kid and have him put the single out to you or whatever that he just released yesterday. You know, I mean, the performance was great. The models was great. Everything, man. So,
okay. Well, definitely. Matter of fact, I hit him up, and then we can run him tomorrow for Ill or Kill. All right. So,
yeah, that's what's up.
I'll talk to you
after Labor Day weekend. I'll avoid all the other stuff.
Well, I'm not asking. If I'm here though, of course you know I hang with you. But I got some stuff popping down in Florida, so I may be in Florida. So I think I may be, but I don't know yet. But if I'm here, of course you know we'll hang with you.
Of course. And, you know, Keith, I'm going to give you a belated birthday gift. It ain't going to be no cheap liquor. You know.
I came in the door, 2 bottles of Ciroc. I got my own. She said, I want some coconut. Now, it is kind of your fault, though, Keith, because I showed you. I said, here go your bottle. Here it go. You should have took that motherfucker right then and put that shit up. You already seen
it.
Listen,
like I said, the last party, they have to do all that. The last party, you know what I'm saying? Everybody came to red.
After the last party, you had liquor left over.
That's what I'm saying. I got leftover shit now, but it's the cheap shit that I need to take a BC before I drink it.
I'm going
to have to find me some damn babysitter.
You know what? I'm going to take it to one of their parties. That's what I'm going to do.
Ooh,
I'm going to re-gift.
You say you're going to take it to somebody else,
man. Put a big pink bow on it.
Wait,
Wayne
Mass Dink for being the pass-out victim with this
one. Uh-oh.
Who's the pass-out victim?
De Niro.
Out in my room.
De Niro.
I have a long four pillow. That was hilarious.
I told you, Key, that I would chip in on your carpet bill because I know I wasted about 2 drinks.
That's alcohol abuse. Damn.
Jello shot.
I know it.
Me and Yolanda tried to get up a couple of the spots. I don't know how well we did because I was a little tipsy myself, but I'm just saying at least I tried.
I don't know. I mean, when I get up there,
I mean,
y'all let me know what's popping. I mean,
man in the floor. Stretched out in the floor.
Damn.
I'm saying, hey, when I get up there, y'all let me know what's popping up there.
Everybody
left 4:30.
Yeah.
Don't y'all know the people never show up on time, but they always leave late.
That's BT time. You know when you schedule something.
I eat but 4 chicken wings. I ordered 200 wings. I only got 4 chicken wings.
Wow. I ate about 6 of them. Maybe.
My cake is, like, all but gone.
We had 4.
Like, my kids barely got one.
You know what I want to match your party, though.
Scrapes on it, everything,
for your party, I want to match all those people who RSVP'd who didn't come. Because I know fucking well it wasn't even.
Yes. Thank you. Hey, thank you. A whole bunch of RSVP
because I knew that my situation was going to be up in the air.
No, it's people that know. The thing about it is, it's people that RSVP, and I talked to them that day. Like
they still didn't show up.
And still didn't show up.
Well, that, no,
man,
don't put them on the list next time. Don't put them on the list next time.
No, you need to get shot for that. Fuck that. You need to get shot for that.
That's just real. I just don't like shit like that. I'm like, yo, man, if you ain't gonna come, just say it ain't no click on.
You know what though?
The thing is, they were RSVP
like,
as soon as I posted it. Like, as soon as I posted it, they was ready. Like, yeah, I'm there.
Right.
They could have wanted
and
to go, but like
asked,
maybe they ain't want
to
say no because it looked like they ain't want to go.
No,
man.
Some of these people actually went on my wall and was like, hey, you didn't invite me to your last party. Send me an invite to this stop. Yes, they was asking me to come. I wasn't even gonna invite some of them.
Hey, at least you got the people out of towners who would say, man,
yeah,
if we didn't have this, we would have been made it out there. And believe me, you, I would have hopped in the bucket, me and kid. We would have hopped in the bucket and hauled ass to the A, man. But at least we were like, hey,
yeah,
we could have if we were. We ain't going to sit there and bullshit you.
They better not ask me how the party was either. I'm going to be like, fuck you. Don't ask me how my name was. It was great.
And RSVP, all the people that RSVP didn't show up and serve just to keep liquor.
Yeah.
Are they woke? Okay, don't wake them up.
Don't give them to us either, goddammit. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to the show, man. Internet radio, I appreciate it. Y'all call in tomorrow. Tune in for Ill or Kill Part 2, all right? Support these artists if you can, please, and thank you. I'm going to be doing shows all week. Let's get it crunk, all right? Thanks, everybody. Love y'all.
See y'all Facebook.
I'll be waiting on y'all to come get these babies.
No. Been
a long time,
Ruby. Kill your damn self.
I said, I already said she wanted one.
Ruby, I said I'll take one. So we're coming up with everybody.
That's y'all Facebook.